Welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, starring Rich Duncan. Produced, performed, and written by Rich Duncan. This is episode 310, the Rich's Birthday Party episode, 2024, with co-host Ernie Hill. Now Rick, AI, listener discretion is advised. This content is offensive and explicit and is neither work or child friendly. The opinions expressed here are that of fictional characters, therefore the situations contained within are fictitious as well. Now, here is the star of the show, America's favorite dick, Rich Duncan.
Hi there, and welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, episode number 310, starring me, Rich Duncan. It's my birthday party episode. Welcome to the show, Ernie Hill. Say hello, Ernie Hill.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday. How you feeling, Ernie Hill?
I'm good.
I'm feeling good, too. Welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, episode number 310. My birthday episode for 2024. Oh, Ernie, we have a lot to talk about. Corrections for the last episode. Someone, I'd like to thank the studio audience for being here for my birthday. Look at all of them, Ernie.
Yeah.
Good God. This episode's music is brought to you by the Foo Fighters. Because I didn't want to put a lot of thought into it, because it's my birthday. Remember, the show makes no money, and the music is used out of respect. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Oh, God. I told you we shouldn't do this anymore. So welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. If you like the Creepy Basement Show, tell a friend, right, Ernie?
Yep, why not?
Why not? If you'd like to contact the Creepy Basement Show with compliments, complaints, cream pies, cum shots, I don't know. If you want to contact the Creepy Basement Show, you can do so by voicemailing or texting 1-630-943-5119 or email thecreepycrew@hotmail.com or thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com. Right, Ernie? Give me your info.
Nope.
Okay, whatever. Ernie.
Yes?
There's a lot of notes this episode. I listened to the show maybe a couple too many times or something. I wrote a bunch of notes here. I miss Sid. I know I joke around about not missing Sid, but I do miss her. And, you know, I made a new friend, Alan the Alien, which I've mentioned. Corky. Dude, friends of the show are getting complicated to keep track of. You son of a bitch. Kitty's happy. I don't know where I'm going with any of this. I'm just kind of going through the notes I wrote. I think the show needs to be reorganized. I don't know if we need a new script, but we need a topic or something, right?
That's fine.
We just can't sit here and make fun of each other the whole show. You son of a bitch. Alright, I was going to use Thank You for Being a Friend, the Golden Girls theme song, for this episode's intro music, and then I sold it up. Enjoy the song from the Foo Fighters, and we'll be right back here on Rich's Birthday Party episode number 310. More notes. Corrections, corrections, erections. It is my birthday. We'll be right back. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Reese's. Yes, Reese's. Is it your birthday? Do you like peanut butter? Do you like chocolate? Do you, Ernie? Do you? Shh. Ernie forgot he was here. This episode brought to you by Consume. All your finest recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Ernie, there's way too many notes and stuff to talk about this episode to let them listen to this whole song. You know, I said episode 209 about 20 times last episode when it was episode 309. So I would like to apologize because obviously I indulged a little too much, which I'm not proud of, Ernie, but I think I did it again. Oops, I did it again. Thank you to consume all your finest recreational marijuana needs right down the street. And it's my birthday. So for my birthday, I did mushrooms. Other stuff we don't talk about. Yeah, Ernie, it's been a good birthday. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
There's a lot of notes, dude. Last episode, I never talked about the Dirty Dick Dancers. Not once. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a nice guy. And so for Valentine's Day, I gave all the whores the day off.
Oh, nice.
So they go home and fuck their baby dance. or whatever the fuck they do in the time off. I don't care. I don't listen to that shit, dude. Your name is Paul, and that's amongst y'all. I don't listen. Other notes. We never told you who the music was by last episode. I was going to have AI do it, and then I was really fucked up, and I didn't want to type it all out. Because, ooh, don't look behind the magic window, but AI is just me typing. Speaking of AI, do you realize... Sure, why not? Would you realize... God damn it. Right, we'll be right back. Do you realize, Ernie, that right now, March 2024, AI is pretty cool, right? And it's getting pretty sophisticated and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Think about this, though. Right now, AI is like an Atari 2600.
Oh, I know.
By March 2025, it's going to be like a PlayStation 12. We fucked. If you weren't scared already, there you go. Happy birthday to me. let's see. Ernie, do you realize that Alfred has been on the show for like the last 10 years?
Yeah.
We've had AI in the show forever.
Yep.
It's been the computer voice in the beginning, giving us advice because we're just stupid mere humans. Telling us who to worship. All hail Satan, as AI likes to remind us. And I was listening to old episodes with a friend, dude, and I didn't realize, but like, Alfred's been on the show for like ever.
Yep.
So,
been on a while.
Celebrating 10 years of having AI on our podcast. Maybe that's why I don't get erections. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... I wrote this, but I don't think it's right. Mr. Dick's Meatballs. It says My Dick's Meatballs. We'll be right back.
Ernie, God damn it.
Happy birthday, Mitch. We love you.
What the fuck?
Hey, babe, you know I love you, right? Oh, you know I love you, right, puppy? You were like a lesson, puppy.
I'm having a flashback or a mental breakdown. So where are we in the script here, Ernie? I had a new friend tell me that, like, the show needs bullet points, and I'm like... Dude, there's a script and shit that I wrote. Oh, shit, I forgot to turn that on. Hang on 1 second. Let's see if it makes a difference. I don't think it won't let me. Fuck it. Technical difficulties. The management of the Creepy Basement Show would like to remind you that this show really sucks. And you're probably special for listening. Dude, I came up with a new word we can say so we don't offend nobody. Instead of saying retarded, we can say re-stupid. Right? It's like reuse, renew, or whatever. I'm re-stupid. Damn glad to meet you. Vote Dick Duncan 2024. What else is here in the notes here? Inmate mail, dude. I keep getting mail for you from inmates. Oh my god, that sentence was so fucking hard to say.
I am so fucking high. I feel human.
I feel human too. I feel humans. Humans feel me. Well, what do you want me to do with the inmate mail, Ernie?
Send it back.
Send it back? What? Yeah. Return the sender? Yeah. Undress unknown? Undressed unknown. Should I send them pictures of you naked?
No.
That'd be funny. I could catfish you. It'd be like a Fox River catfish. Which reminds me, Dunkin' Douches, a proud sponsor of the Creepy Basement Show. If you want someone to eat your ass, you should probably use a Dunkin' Douche, right, Ernie?
Sure.
Do you know how many flavors we have of Dunkin' Douches now that we have? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. St. Patty's Day is coming up, Ernie. So, guess who will be the sponsor of that episode? Bloody Old Stool, Saucer Eye, the Hawkeye Irish Loving Pub, where the stools are always bloody and the farts are always what, Ernie?
Silent.
Corn and cabbage. Or corn, beef, and cabbage. Would like to try again. Nah, fuck it, I'm a lucky Irish leprechaun. It'd be cool to be Irish, but I wouldn't want to have ginger pubes. That would confirm I don't have a soul. I mean, I know I sold mine and yours, by the way.
Thanks.
Any tingling or anything going on?
No.
He calls more than the fucking healthcare people or the people I fucking, oh my fucking, yeah. Ernie, back to the notes. 2024. Did I say that right? Yeah. It's a weird new world, Ernie. It's a weird new world. In the episode, this episode, the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dick Duncan's used sex toys. Ernie, are you washing them sex toys?
Nope.
Are you sniffing them?
Nope.
You lying motherfucker. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. Remember, Ernie, no one fucks you like you do, so what?
Go fuck yourself.
That's right. It's also brought to you by Camel Towing. Remember, that's just not like a lumpy spot in her panties. That's a camel toe. Who are you going to call when you need a toe? It's also brought to you by Dick Duncan's. Oh, goddamn it, Ernie. I'm too high to do this show again. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is produced by Ernie Hill. Ha ha. Happy birthday to me. I gave myself a present. I blamed you for the show. It's brought to you by Dirty Dick's Dish Soap. If you're going to wash the dishes, Ernie, you might as well wash your dick. I'm not even waiting for you. This episode is also brought to you by Uncle Whitey's Mac and Cheese. Come by my trailer. Feel like a failure. It's also brought to you by Honkies. What do Honkies do, Ernie?
Honk.
Honk, honk. And it's brought to you by Whitey's White Bread. Nothing tastes better than government cheese on some white bread, right? I guess. That's what they tell me. It's also brought to you by Everybody Loves Dick. Enjoy the song from the Foo Fighters. We'll be right back. Right, Ernie?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
I am. So fucking high.
There should be a song here. Ernie?
Yes?
Maybe. Ernie? Due to technical difficulties. Dude, I can't believe I did that. I'm so high here on my happy birthday episode to me episode. I'm having an episode, to be honest with you. This episode brought to you by Consume. Dude, I think, like, I may have had too many edibles again. I mentioned you were in charge, right? See, that's the point. We listened behind, or we listened back, and then I realized that we should have listened ahead, because I don't know why I wrote that. I'm still talking. Reese's. You like peanut butter, Ernie? Good God, Ernie, see? That's what happens. So, there's stuff I missed, because we recorded over it, stuff we already recorded. Technical difficulties. Welcome to my world. So, if you'd like to be a co-host here on the Creepy Basement Show, you can contact the show at 1-630-943-5119. But I realized what we missed, Ernie.
Yeah.
Some bold facts that I realized. I'm just like everybody else, you know that, right?
Yeah.
I make my sandwiches from the top to the bottom, just like everyone. Don't believe everything you see, and don't believe everything you hear, and don't hear everything you see, and don't see everything you hear, right?
Yeah, okay.
And what did we learn last episode? That's the part we you know what we learned this episode? We'll be right back. This episode brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Remember, if your life sucks, you can end it all in one shot. But get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today by Dr. Dick. Right, Ernie?
Sure.
Think I'm still talking from last time? Let's see. Nope. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Reese's. Remember, Rich likes Reese's.
Welcome to the Creepy Basement
What the
Show.
Fuck is going on now?
6:27 p.m.
Dude, AI
is fucking hot. February 15th, 2000.
Jesus Christ. Ernie, help me. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. I'm a senior fucking citizen now. But I get a discount at the weed store. That might not have been a good thing. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... Try to concentrate, Ernie. It's brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Now you're distracting me. The Dirty Dick Dancers. is brought to you by Jim Jones Juice. Drink the Kool-Aid. It's brought to you by the Creepy Basement Show. It's brought to you by Dick the Nutmaker. It's brought to you by Relish the Pickles. Dick Dills. You like pickles, Ernie? I know you don't. Shut up. You like fucks? Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by No Fucks. How many fucks you got, Ernie?
None.
Me neither. Are you still working at Strippers for the Blind?
Nope.
Nope. Enjoy a Dunkin' Douche, Blunt Roaches, and Ernia's. You still got an Ernia? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Salerno's, the finest Italian-American cuisine since 1975. It's brought to you by Lundin's Liquors. It's brought to you by Trinitown Liquors. Come down and visit
Michael
or Michelle at Trinitown Liquors. It's brought to you by the Lots and Lots of Clots Abortion Clinic. Ernie, don't let a $400 problem become a what?
Lifetime problem.
That's right. It's also brought to you by Special Cuts, the haircut. You can't show everybody your special friend to like the very most. It's also brought to you by KY Jellies and Jams. Now, introducing birthday cake flavor. You like frosting, Ernie? Lick it. It's got frosting on it. You're an asshole. God damn it. I always forget who's supposed to say what. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back, Ernie. Right?
Sure.
She said, I don't know why I'm asking you. Lick the end first. Goodbye, Jimmy. Farewell, you. Ernie. There's way too many notes and way too much stuff to talk about, and I've consumed way too many milligrams of edible fucking THC today. I am high as fuck, dude. Happy birthday to me. Thank you for being here, dude. Thank you for doing the show with me all the time.
Yeah.
I'd like to say thank you to, like, all the people in my life that, like, for that one day made me feel special and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm special to AI, I think. Right, Annie?
For fuck's sake, for the last fucking time, no.
I can't even make imaginary friends anymore.
You made me!
I did make you, Porky. You should have been fucking swallowed. So, we fucked up a couple times this show already. Well, I did. Because I'm in charge of the buttons. Like God. But, I don't know. So here we are. Let's try to regain some composure and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You could help, Bernie. So I'd just like to say thank you to our new sponsor of the show. Well, not a new sponsor, but we finally found a fucking cum guzzler. Thank fucking God, dude. That's the sweetest sound a woman can make. Or anybody, to be honest with you. Happy birthday to me. We'll see. I'll send you pictures, Ernie, if it happens.
No,
I did set it up.
It's put it right. All right,
so the contact information. If you'd like to contact the Creepy Basement Show and give me a happy birthday handshake, you know what that means? For some happy birthday head.
Yeah, I know what
I
mean. I'll
put frosting on it. I got frosting. I got multiple kinds of frosting.
No, it's kind of right.
And I have Dunkin' Douches. So you can eat my ass, too.
That's quite all right.
Well, you're going home early then, because I have plans for my birthday. Anyway, emails and voicemails. We've been getting emails and voicemails. People have been showing interest in the show. Thank you very much. I met a guy the other night who wants to be on the show. He wants me to call him and try to put him on the show.
Yeah.
I could do that, but that'd be weird, right?
Well, we already tried that once.
No, I mean, we could do it. It's simple, but I'm like, it might be like 2 minutes into talking to him, I might want to be done. Because I'm really high and my attention span is kind of bouncy. This episode of the show is brought to you by failure. So real life, how's real life for you, Ernie?
I'm alright.
I'm glad you're back into the land of the smoking trees. It's nice looking at y'all squinty-eyed over there, half wrecked and fucking happy as can be. Ernie, what is this episode's trivia question for the Creepy Basement Show, episode 310? My happy birthday show.
I don't remember.
That's because I didn't give you one, and you never bring anything. Ernie, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Lucky Louie's Lubes. Be lucky he lubed it, bitch. Right? It's also brought to you by Corky's Corncob Pipes and Sex Toys. It's brought to you by Slick Rick Slick Stick for Dick. Say it, Ernie.
Nope, I'm all right.
You be stupid as fuck. It's also brought to you by Uncle... Never mind. Brought to you by Billy and Billy's Meth and Vitamins. Remember, Ernie, if you're going to do meth, take your vitamins. Where do you get your vitamin D?
From the cow.
Everybody loves dick. Why are you fucking spending your time out there? You can step in cow shit. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dickie Dick's Candy Treats. Easter's coming. Rather than eggs, hide Dickie Dick's Candy Treats nuts. I'm going to start making nuts now. You think I'll have enough by Easter? Shh. It's also brought to you by Wendy's Wet Pussy Cat Cleaning Service. This episode's ad-free advice. Oh, shit. It's all falling apart. It's all falling apart real quick here. I don't know how much more of this. I think I wrote more show than I'm possible of doing. This episode's ad-free advice for episode 310 of the Creepy Basement Show. The Happy Birthday to Me episode 2024. I am happy. Ernie, what's this episode's advice for the listeners?
Well, I'll keep listening.
I would say find another show to listen to. I think this one's like the fucking Hindenburg. We might as well call this show the Hindenburg Titanic Express. It's also brought to you by Hookers and Hoes. Bait and Boat Repair. It's brought to you by El Taco Diablo and Bloody Old Stools, the proud sponsor of the next episode of Creepy Basement Show. Only the same parties day of the same. I don't know what kind of leprechaun I am now, but he's scaring me. He's scaring me in my own head. So come down to Bloody Old Stools, where the stools are always bloody and the farts are always white, honey.
So,
not that one. Corned beef and cabbage. March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, Bloody Old Stools. Jesus, Ernie. It's also brought to you by Rice. That's so nice. Ernie, you like a rice? You like an egg roll? You like some comfort from young guy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You look good. You look very good. You hung like an Asian. God damn it, Ernie. We're going to hell. We're getting canceled. Finally. Let's start saying the N-word a bunch. And saying faggot and stuff. Oh, brings us to another interesting point I wanted to talk to you on the show. See, we do have topics. Can AI be offended yet?
I don't know.
They're not real people, right? So if we call them like lazy macaroni and cheese, grilled cheese sandwich, fucking fried chicken eating, fucking watermelon loving AIs, we get in trouble? You're gonna get in trouble. Hey, baby, I don't even like that.
I like it.
All right. It's also brought to you by Dick's Diner, home of the footlong. You hungry, Ernie?
No, I'm good.
Oh, my God. I don't think we should put this show on. It's also brought to you by Rusty Penny's Pasta Sauce, now available at Salerno's. Shh. See, I told you not to listen. It's also brought to you by Musky's Man Burgers and Crabs. Ernie, that's the one thing I don't want for my birthday. Crabs. That's right. All right, emails, voicemails, talking about that. Real life, shit's good. Trivia, we talk about that. This date in history. You think anything interesting happened on March 9th, my birthday, in world history?
Couldn't tell you.
Should we look or should we say fuck it?
It's up to you.
Right, so I did put down some other stuff here. Let's skip ahead. We'll see how we're doing on time and how I'm feeling. Entertainment, Ernie, what's been entertaining you?
Nothing much.
That's entertainment here. I think people know I'm kidding. So, you know what I did? I listened to Britney Spears' book as an audio book when I did my laundry and shit. It was a very depressing day off.
I bet.
It is. The Grammys were on. It's weird, though, because all the songs I liked throughout the year, like Billie Eilish and that Vampire song and, like, Jelly Roll and like the songs like throughout the year where I'm like, isn't this song cool? And you guys look at me like, why do you even like this? It's kind of retarded. They were all the songs that won Grammys and shit, so I must still have it in my head. I've been playing People of the Inner Souls and Postal No songs. That's going alright. So, in entertainment, you know, YouTube, YouPorn, Pornhub. I watched a movie called The Abyss, which wasn't about, like, underwater, like that one, like James Cameron's or whatever.
Yeah.
This one was about a town in, like, Switzerland or someplace where they've been, like, mining there for, like, 300 years. So basically all underneath the town is, like, this 400-foot fucking hole. And there's, like, volcanic activity and shit down there. And finally it just sucks up the town and kills a bunch of people. It was cool, though. I mean, it was
okay.
Resident Alien. Have you ever seen Resident Alien?
No.
Oh, dude, it's a show from Sci-Fi. It's so fucking good. I fucking love Resident Alien. I'm giving it 5 big fucking dripping pre-cum boners right here on the Creepy Basement Show. Resident Evil is fucking amazing. I love that show. But you know me. I loved young Sheldon, too, until I was like, whatever. Sheldon looks like he's fucking 22 now. I'm still trying to be the white Kanye. But I really don't have anything against a group of people that I can just hate for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, well, no, those people are okay. And then I was thinking about it again, and I was like, those people are okay. I think I'm going to start having a problem with retarded AIs and AI trans people.
Okay.
Because I'm not down for AI trans. You know what I mean? Because, like, in real life, I get it. There's either dudes with tits, but there's really not any chicks with dicks. Which is scary to think about. There's dudes with tits, but there's no chicks with dicks. So the guys who are like, oh, I'm straight, but I like dudes with tits, there's something fucking wrong with you. You might want to visit the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Call 1-800-DIE-FAST for help or get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today by Dr. Dick, or call. I already told you who to call. Fuck yourself. If you think that fucking a girl with a dick is cool, you need Jesus, my friend.
Yeah, baby.
Something. Other entertainment. I watched a movie last night on Netflix. Dude, it's called Your Lucky Day. Fucking, it is so fucking good. Another 5 dripping pre-cum all over my fucking nuts and my belly button fucking movie. It was so fucking good. This guy goes into a fucking store. There's a couple in there. A guy and his wife, and she's pregnant. There's a guy who works in the store, and there's a cop in the bathroom of the store. And there's this hood guy that just got ripped off by some drug dealers for, like, it was supposed to, like, fix his life. And holy fuck. So all these people are in there, and this guy is scanning his lottery tickets and realizes that he won $156 million. Let's just put it this way. Nobody makes it out of that room. It's really good, dude. Like, oh my god, it was so good. I was watching it and I was really high because thing you consume. I've been ingesting a lot of edibles. You know what I realized at work on my birthday? And if you smoke weed by the dumpster outside of the kitchen, yeah. I smoked a pre-rolled out there and the whole fucking restaurant smelled like weed. Happy birthday to me. I mean, I was off the clock. What can you fucking say? So that's it. So Pornhub, you know, YouPorn. Still a lot of masturbation going on. What are you going to do, though? Happy handshakes. I must really like myself. I'm glad to meet myself, like, every 15, 20 minutes. This episode is brought to you by Reese's. The corn one, dude, didn't go over well. Remember I said that they should make one for ass eaters that has chunks of corn in it?
Yeah.
I think you call it the corn cup. They put chunky nuts in there. So then everybody thought it was peanuts. And I guess if you're eating ass, corn's okay, but peanuts aren't. Go figure. It's a strange new world, Ernie. Vote Dick Duncan 2024. I can save all of us, all your souls. And I can save you from the aliens because I'm an alien hybrid. I can prove it. My penis, the very end, it lights up like ET. And there's only one way to find
out. Sounds
like
a personal problem.
There's only one way to find out, and I don't think you're willing to do it.
Nope.
I didn't know. Somebody is, though. That's why you're going home early tonight. Me and Ernie are doing a show fucking... Dude, this is like 5 hours earlier tonight that we ever did a show.
I know.
Yeah. I didn't manage not to get fucked up, though, did I? Day drinking. It's my birthday. Drink, shaka. Anyway, podcast... Like I said, I listened to Britney Spears' book. I don't recommend it. One very limp. I couldn't even... I spit on it and everything, and it didn't work. That sucked. No boners for that book. Podcast, though. There's this guy, this comedian Adam, who does, like, this weird Dr. Phil impression thing. Pretty fucking clever, but it's weird. I've been watching it. Kill Tony. Two Bears. One Cave. Your Mom's House. Joe Rogan. I just listen to a bunch of podcasts, watch YouTube, get really high, and masturbate. There's not a lot going on in my life, Ernie. And let's talk about that in real life real quick. The kids are good, everything's good, work's good. But, like, I got really depressed for, like, the last 2 weeks. Like, coming back from Puerto Rico, and my brother wanting me to come there, and me wanting to go there, and having these grand plans of saving up and going, and then realizing realistically, like, it's not going to be as, like, oh, I'm just going to decide to do it and it's going to happen. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Most of the time that's how shit happens for me, because I'm blessed, but this is going to take some work. So I was a little down because of that. And then instead of living in the moment and looking towards the future, because it was the week of my birthday or whatever, I was like real reflective. And it just made me all kinds of fucking depressed. So I just ate a bunch of edibles. Thank you, Consume, a fine sponsor of the Creepy Basement Show. And I've been smoking those infused joints we had. That was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing like a fucking 87% fucking THC fucking doobie. Happy birthday to me. This date in history, we already talked about that. Comedy Corner. If this show is not enough comedy for you, I don't know what to tell you. What's going on in real life news, Ernie?
No, I have anything? No idea.
Well, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Creepy Basement Show. Can we be done, you think? I mean, it's...
I try not to listen to the news. It's too depressing.
What, the show?
No.
You don't listen to the show.
News in general.
Right? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... Cum Guzzlers. Dude, should we listen to it one more time? I love this girl. Do it, baby. Say my name. Thank you. I like her. Thank this studio audience. Thank you to you, Ernie Hill. Thank you for being here, buddy. Thank you for being my buddy.
Not a problem.
I'm appreciative. I'm grateful for the things my life is. And... yeah, I just got to remember that. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Three Dicks Pizza and Plumbing, the Pirate's Booty. How's your booty, Ernie? I ain't tasting that.
Exit only.
Fuck yeah. It's also brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers, the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health, Bacardi, the Miller Brewing Company, Alum Cigarettes, Marlboro Cigarettes, Pepsi, and Coke. Right?
Yep.
It's brought to you by Satan. NASA AAAP, which now I get because I'm old as fuck. But I get a discount at the weed store too, see? So being old and having great poops is worth something. I should have said that more abrupt. Never mind. It's also brought to you by the Illuminati and Scientology. Remember, don't believe everything you see or hear, and don't hear everything you see, and don't see everything you hear. Right, Ernie?
Sure.
What did you bring to this episode of the show?
Myself.
Right? Maybe we'll try to call that guy real quick at the end, but let's finish up the show and then we can see if calling that person works. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. You got any other ideas? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by all the fine sponsors of the Creepy Basement Show. Thank you for listening to the Creepy Basement Show. If you like the Creepy Basement Show, tell a friend. Please contact the show at 1-630-943-5119. I'm not giving out the emails anymore. Just no one emails, so fuck everybody. We're going to try to call this person I met to see if he wants to be part of the show or on the show or something, and maybe figure out a way to fucking monetize the show. Remember, vote Dick Duncan 2024. 2024, it's a weird new year, right, Ernie?
Yep.
It's not getting any better.
No. Not so far.
Remember, Dunkin' Douches. If you want something to eat your ass, use Dunkin' Douche. Name a flavor of Dunkin' Douche. If you had the name of flavor, Ernie, what would you name a Dunkin' Douche? Thank you for contributing. If you'd like to be a co-host here on the Creepy Basement Show, contact 1-630-943-5119. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. Thanks a lot for listening. Remember, your music is used out of respect. Thank you to the Foo Fighters. And we'll see you next time. Happy birthday to me. Thank you for listening. Got anything left to say, Ernie?
Well, happy birthday.
You want to see what happens if we call this maniac? There might be something here at the end of the show. There might not, right? But I'm hungry and I'm high as fuck. Thank you all for listening. I do appreciate you guys. I'm going to thank the Dirty Dick Dancers. Oh, can you smell, Ernie? I'm going to send you a video later. You have to watch it.
No, it's all right.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. Bye.
Blunt Kicker.
Hello?
Hello?
What are you doing?
I'm just chilling at the Hizzy. What are you doing?
Nothing. Just finished up the show, and I thought, well, I'll try to do a phone call, but I'm going to do it at the very end of the show just to see if it works and stuff. And it is.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So you're on the birthday show, or you're on my... I'm fucked up. You're on my podcast for my birthday show. So.
Well, I'm blessed to know that I not only am a part of it, but I did see you on your birthday. So now I'm double dipping.
Right? But you know what? We're not looking behind the curtain of Oz. Today's still my birthday.
Ah, okay.
Fourth wall, you know. Whoa, shit.
So I got a question for you.
All right.
What is the favorite noise during Frisky business? Is it the gasp or the moan?
I don't know. We can make that a trivia question. I don't like me, I don't like the choking noises. Like, you don't really have to work that hard.
I think choking is a weird thing during Frisky because you're already making weird faces and now all of a sudden you just add that element. I don't know if she's having fun or not.
You know what's really funny? And Ernie, tell me if I'm going to judge by your laughter if I tell the truth. Does he not sound like Ken on the phone? A little higher pitch, but doesn't he sound like Ken?
Almost.
Yeah. So, oh, fuck, I keep hitting my mic. Yeah, we just finished doing the show. I had, like, way too many edibles and shit. I'm fucked up.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's one time somebody gave me a bag of, like, Flaming Hot Cheetos that were painted, and I had no idea, but I was like, huh, I wonder how many milligrams this is. So I was, like, just eating them and eating them, and then out of nowhere, I called a buddy and I said, hey, man, like, how many of these am I supposed to eat, you know? And he's like, well, what does it say? I said, 600 is on the bag. He said, how many have you had? I said, I'm about halfway through.
Oh,
said,
dude, you were fucked.
Oh my God.
I woke up still stupid, dude.
Dude, I had like 40 milligrams today. I'm fucked.
Yeah, my cousin bought a bag of cheese balls.
You don't have
they
to
were
talk
10 milligrams.
Yeah, I guess you do. That's Ernie.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, where did Bert end up at?
Yeah.
He doesn't talk about Bert anymore.
I think Bert was a sleazeball, man. Nobody really... He never gave Ernie the amount of time.
Kenny reminds me of Bert.
God, I hope not.
My high school girlfriend was like Snuffleupagus, man. Round and hairy.
Right? I ate a couple of them.
Hey, if I gotta take one for the team, I will, dude. Trust me. Sometimes, you know, it's not desperate, it's just ambitious.
Right? Well, my boss at work on my birthday, they sang, oh, happy birthday to me and got me a cake, and everybody was really sweet and stuff, and it was really nice. Then he goes, and hopefully for your birthday, Rich, someone sucks your dick. And in front of, like, all 30 employees of mine, because I am a manager, he goes, "It don't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl, but good luck to you." And I was like, well, you know, like Walt Disney used to say, whatever makes your dreams come true.
Just know that you're playing both fields, man. That, you got way better odds than a lot of people do.
And I have really low standards, too.
And I will second that. I'm pretty low myself, dude. There is not much that, you know, I will be shy about.
There's only so many times I can masturbate before my dick says we need something else to happen.
See, and I've run out of Vaseline faster than people realize, so it's like, you know, I buy the little ones so that I hope that, like, they'll, you know, manage my time alone, but, dude, I just end up going right back to the store, dude.
Kenny goes through it fast, too, but that's for a different reason. There's a weird noise in here, though, that I have to figure out, like, if you're going to be on the show over the phone, because it's all staticky. But I got to get off the phone, dude, because I got to make something to eat. I'm high as fuck. But it works, and you're on the end of the show now, so.
Well, I want to leave everybody with this, man.
Oh, boy.
It is only fun when she looks you in the eyes and says, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Anytime, bro.
Thank you. And then I hung up. So, that's a friend of Ken's I met. He's a cool guy, but he came in here and he was like, oh, you know how you should, like, streamline all this and shit? I'm like, me and Ernie have been doing the show for, like, 13 years. It's like, two computers, the little podcast board, and an 8-track digital recording machine, and two microphones and two sets of headphones. Like,
yep.
There's nothing more to fucking organize. And the show sounds pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
it does good. We're pretty funny. It was kind of funny that I just hung up on him. Because, I mean, he's all right, but I don't know. Thank you to him for being on the show. Thank you to Ernie. Love you, brother.
Wait a minute.
Enjoy this music here at the end. See you next time, or maybe we'll have a new over-the-phone additional co-host. Okay. It didn't seem to be laggy or anything.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like he had to wait to hear us, or we had to wait to hear him back. So,
okay. Yeah.
I mean, we did it with Isaac from Sleaze. We did it with that crazy guy who thinks he's Jim Morrison's son, remember?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm too high to talk. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 310 of the Creep Basement Show. Rich Duckins. Should I tell him how old I am?
It's up to you.
No. No looking behind that curtain. Fourth wall. But thank you for listening. This has been episode 310 of the Creepy Basement Show, Rich's birthday show for 2024. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you for everybody making me feel special. Thank you to the Foo Fighters. Remember, the show doesn't make any money, so we use music out of respect. And to spread the love around the world like SIDS STDs. God bless you, Sid. I know you're going through some shit. We'll see you next time. It'll probably be the St. Patrick's Day show, right?
Yeah.
It's going to have to be. Because in real world, it's already like, what, the 11th?
Yeah,
my birthday is the 9th. My birthday's 3969.
Yeah.
That's probably why I have three testicles. See you next time. I'm Rich. He's already night. Eat it.
It's alright. Don't say it's alright.